The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Michael O'Leary, the Group CEO of Ryanair, joins us because today he's written a letter to the Minister for Health, urgently, an open letter seeking a change in this regard. Welcome to the programme, Michael.
Hi, Ivan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What are you looking for?
We're looking for Ireland to follow exactly the same science as the leading science and medical experts in Italy, in Spain, in France, in Germany this weekend, all of whom are removing travel restrictions, welcoming visitors, and nobody is following this insane and useless quarantine that Simon Harris has introduced yesterday.
So at the moment, they have to fill out this form because we covered this yesterday.
You fill out a paper form. You can put your address down as any address you like. The authorities, and we know this from our consultation meetings with them, already admit that they won't follow up, can't follow up, and have no means of tracking any of the addresses that are put on those forms. Completely useless.
And we also found, because we did a detailed report on this yesterday, that if you said you were going to Northern Ireland, you're entitled to say what you like, whether that's verifiable or not. And if you're an essential worker, there's no requirement. So basically, what is the situation in the UK and France and Italy when you land in one of their airports?
Well, what's happening now, and you know, it's progressive, but over the last 2 weeks, the Italians, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Greeks, and this weekend, the Germans and the French are all announcing that they're opening up their economies to inbound arrivals. None of them are having any quarantine restrictions. All they require is that at the airports and on board the aircraft, passengers wear face masks, which complies fully with the latest European scientific and medical evidence as being effective in making it safe to fly and limiting the spread of COVID. So in every European country at the moment, they're withdrawing or they're scrapping inbound restrictions, with the sole exception of the UK and in Ireland, where we say you have to fill out some piece of paper on arrival, we'll do nothing with it. We'll file it in a drawer in the Department of Health and ignore it thereafter.
Now, the stated government policy on all matters here is to follow the advice of NPHET. When you announced your new programme for the 1st of July to resume flying, that evening, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, really slapped down your proposal, saying he wasn't recommending to anyone to fly. Are you saying that the government should disagree with NPHET on this or overthrow NPHET?
No, and that's why we've written today to Simon Harris, and we've copied Tony Holohan and Gabriel Scally. We've attached the European science, which is the press release that was issued on the 20th of May by EASA, the European Safety Agency, and the ECDC, which is the European Centre for Disease Control. This is the leading science in Europe. And I quote directly from it. It said EASA and the ECDC have defined a set of concrete measures for the safe resumption of air travel within the EU. What they recommend is face masks, hand hygiene, etc. Nowhere in that research does it, or in that those protocols does it say fill in a piece of paper on arrival, disappear into public transport, and stay at some address for the next 14 days. So we're calling on Dr. Holohan and Simon Harris, who keep saying we're following the science. Well, if you're following the science, please explain why you're not following the European science. You've invented some entirely new science for Ireland, because no other European country is following this 14-day fill-in-a-piece-of-paper quarantine.
But no, my question is a very specific one. If Tony Holohan and NPHET don't change their advice, are you saying it's up to the politicians to govern?
Exactly. Advisors advise, ministers decide. And the ministers have the scientific evidence and the medical evidence from the European. Dr. Holohan and the Department of Health report directly in at European level to the ECDC. So they're being told by their scientific superiors, flying is perfectly safe, wear face masks and hand hygiene. And yet in Ireland, we're not even mandating face masks. We're just saying, fill in a piece of paper on arrival at the airport, unless, of course, you come from the UK, which has a worse COVID record than Ireland, and then you don't need to fill in a piece of paper at all.
And what do you make? What do you make of Tony Holohan? What do you make of Tony Holohan?
I think Tony Holohan and Simon Harris deserve credit for the. I think they've done a terrific job at limiting and reversing the spread of COVID-19 over the last 10 weeks. but I think they are grossly mismanaging the reemergence of the economy from this. We now have successfully lowered the rate of COVID-19. It's effectively eliminating the community. I mean, mostly it's now arriving. The only cases are in hospitals, meat factories, and in nursing homes. But why then are you stopping people travelling? Why are you stopping people going back into shops and, I mean, hairdressers, where if everybody was wearing face masks, all those services are currently available in Italy, in Spain, in Germany. You can go into a bar, you can go into and get your hair done, you can go into a shop wearing face masks. And yet in Ireland, we're saying, I mean, the most ludicrous thing, we're saying you can't go to the hairdressers until the 20th of July, which is another 8 weeks away. When did hairdressers become, you know, lethal, dangerous, spreading grounds for murder and death? They're not. We are mismanaging, and Tony Houlihan and Simon Harris are grossly mismanaging the return to normal life by not following the European science.
Okay. Now, I actually railed against this last week myself, and for weeks I've been calling for a faster pace on this. But I have to tell you that the barrage of texts to this programme, they quote people, rugby supporters from Italy, the skiing returns from Austria, Milan, and that's how it got into the country. And there's a lot of public support for saying either a strong testing regime at our ports, but that we must not import the disease. What do you say to those people who say that you're endangering lives if we follow your commercial course?
I would say to them, are you really seriously telling me that the leading scientists and medical advisors in Italy, in Spain and Portugal, in Germany and France are endangering lives? We're not endangering lives. We're actually following some idiotic science that only exists here in Ireland. There is no scientific basis for saying people coming into Ireland from countries in Europe which have a lower R rate than Ireland should fill in a piece of paper, but the people coming in from the UK, which has a higher rate R rate than Ireland, you can work away, off you go into the community. We agree fully. I think everybody in the country agrees. We needed to shut and lock down, take some very painful decisions over the last 8-10 weeks to eliminate this virus. But now, as other European countries are returning to some normality, open the hairdressers, open the shops, go back flying, there is a safety scientific basis for doing so, wearing face masks, go back flying, go back to some degree of normality. And yet in Ireland, we're saying, no, some of that won't be available to you for another 8-10 weeks, despite the fact that yesterday, you know, the number of deaths and the number of new cases is dropping precipitously.
Right. But I will return to the public health issues, but just in relation to Ryanair, is this not a perfect storm? Because you were sort of trashing all your competitors. And now when you see the German government pumping money into Lufthansa, we're back to the state-owned national flag carriers. That plus your $61 a barrel for oil, that plus people being afraid to fly. Is this not a perfect storm for Ryanair?
It is. It's a perfect storm for all airlines. You know, we would not in any way diminish this. Like after 9/11, which was the last great storm for the airlines, we were all grounded for 4 days because of the security concerns. COVID-19 has grounded the airlines for 4 months. We're making very painful decisions at the moment. We're talking about 3,000 job losses of really brilliant pilots and cabin crew. But this year we'll only carry 75, 80 million passengers instead of 150 million. So we have to cut our cloth accordingly. But we will do that. And we will come back next year, the year after, with lower fares, get people travelling again, get the tourism industry restarted again. We'll live with all that. I mean, that's why we have a strong balance sheet and we will be able to cope with it. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's now time to go back to some normal flying. We announced 10 days ago that we're going back flying on the 1st of July. I have 1,000 daily flights from the 1st of July. And the people who are booking most, or we've taken 250,000 bookings this week, are Irish and British families booking their holidays to go to Portugal, Spain, Italy and Greece, where there's no COVID restrictions, there's no quarantine. And yet they're being told by Simon Harris, oh, by the way, on your return, you have to sign a form and you have to stay at home for 2 weeks. Why? There's no risk of this in the community at the moment because of the good work Simon Harris and Tony Holland have done. But it's time to ease the restrictions. We should have brought forward to today the 3-week gaps between the 5 phases of the easing restrictions to 2-week gaps because the evidence supports that. And that's the point we're making to Simon Harris. Why are all the other European countries opening up again and allowing flights to return, and in Ireland you're not? You're still recommending that people shouldn't travel by air. There's no basis for it.
on a number of occasions, we've covered travel issues and tourism issues, and we've been inundated by texters saying, what's the story about refunds at Ryanair? You're usually very, very prompt at this. I understand there's a scale issue and a administrative issue, but it does seem that you're much quicker at taking people's money than giving it back. Could you give a deadline by which people will get their refunds?
Well, let me tell you the scale. We normally process, Ivan, about 10,000 refunds a month. At the moment, we have 35 million refunds to process. That's just the cancellations for the 3 months of April, May and June. We're already a third of the way through that. We've refunded about 400 million euros of about 1.2 billion. And we're doing that with limited staffing because of the social distancing restrictions on people coming to the office. It will take us, I think, anything between another 3 to 6 months to eliminate all of that backlog. Now, it could be faster because what we're hoping is once we go back flying in July and August, a lot of people who had a cancelled booking in April, May and June will move and will rebook to travel abroad in July, August. And that way we'll be able to eliminate or the backlog and process those cash refunds faster.
Right. Now, the actual government decision on the 14-day quarantine is until the 18th of June. Would it be an acceptable compromise to you that they wouldn't have this stipulation beyond that date? In other words, your 1st of July would be okay?
Actually, Ivan, I think what's going to happen is that they will simply quietly abandon it even before that date. But we had a facilitation meeting today with the Department of Transport. And all of us, we, the airlines, the airports, we asked the government, what is the benchmark or what is the, if you like, the decision-making point by which you'll abandon or cancel this quarantine? Do you need an R rate of 0.4, 0.7, 0.8? Do you know what the answer was? We don't know. They've introduced a quarantine that's completely ineffective and they have no idea by what benchmark or what standard or what test they will apply to withdraw the quarantine. They're just making this quarantine stuff up as they go along. And the really serious concern is that they're not following the science from Europe, which says, go back flying, but you must wear face masks. I'm amazed why Tony Houlihan and Simon Harris, who keep talking about following the science, don't make wearing face masks mandatory on buses, on trains, and on planes. Social distancing isn't possible in an airport or on a plane. Therefore, where it's not possible, you must wear a face mask. And yet in Ireland, face masks are still asher voluntary, whatever you're having yourself.
And is it the case that it will be compulsory on a Ryanair flight to wear a face mask?
It would be compulsory on almost every airline. Aer Lingus, Ryanair, EasyJet, BA have all said we're going back flying. Ryanair, we're flying from the 1st of July, 1,000 daily flights, but you must wear a mask.
Will you serve food and drink on board flights?
Limited. I mean, we'll be serving bottles of water and minerals. We have to serve probably bottles of water on board. There won't be teas and coffees because that involves too much hand or physical interaction with passengers. But bottled drinks and pre-wrapped snacks and sandwiches, yes, we'll be serving those on board.
Okay. Finally, we are on the cusp of a new government and these matters will all pertain to the new government. It could be as rapid as a week or two. Micheál Martin is joining me at 5 o'clock. How do you feel? Are you excited at the prospect of him as Taoiseach? And how do you feel about your friends, the Greens, being in government?
I think whatever government is formed, Ivan, is facing such momentous challenges with the kind of fiscal budgetary deficits. You know, all of the promises that were made in the last election are going to go completely out the window. We're going to borrow about another 30 billion euros this year. This is an economy that has a total income of about 60 billion a year. I have nothing but sympathy and support for whatever the incoming government will be. They face enormous, I think, historic challenges. But the critical thing that this government, led by Leo Varadkar, and the new government must do is get the economy moving again.
No, but specifically, you know the Green Party all over Europe is anti-aviation. They say it's responsible for 14% of greenhouse gases.
Yep,
they want taxes on aviation fuel. What do you say to that?
I think actually Europe is facing such a recession, such a depression for the next number of years. When you have unemployment of 25 and 30% and a recession, the green agenda tends to move to the back of the queue in favour of how do we get economies started, how do we get people back to work. And that's really what we've got to focus on in this economy first. Get people travelling, get people back to work, get our tourism industry, our hotels and our restaurants working again. And the only way we can do that is scrap this ineffective and stupid quarantine measure.
All right, my sincere thanks to the Group CEO of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.